Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Keeping It Simple with Camilla. I'm your host, your fabulous host, Camilla, and today it's all about the kids. I recently came across four amazing young adults. They all range from middle school to high school to college. These young adults are focused, driven, and determined to be successful in life. So join me today as we take a look at our younger generation and how they deal with peer pressure. And without further ado, let's take a listen. Today I have three very special guests with me. I have Ethan.
Y'all.
Nicole.
Hello.
And Alyssa.
Hi.
My question to you is, and anybody can answer this question, how do you guys define peer pressure? How do you guys handle situations like that? If somebody is pressuring you to do something and you know that you're not supposed to do it, how do you handle that? Okay.
Or just like, you know, just tell them off and be like, I'm not doing it. Y'all can do what y'all can do, but I'm not going to do it because I know I'm not supposed to.
Okay. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt obligated to participate?
If they did do it, they would actually want it. And if I say no, I feel like, okay, you're just doing it. and they let it go.
Yeah, they just let it go.
Okay, so have any of you ever found it difficult to say no to peer pressure? And if so, why?
I've been saying no to a lot of people when they'd be like, oh, do this with me, or oh, do this with me right now. I'd be like, no, I'm gonna just go this way. I don't want to do it because I know like, if I do it, then something bad's gonna happen to me, and it's gonna go like to the worst thing, to the stick of me for the rest of my life.
Do you think that the reason why you say no is because you, of what your parents are gonna say, or what the school is gonna say?
To be honest, I'm gonna be more.
Not talking about followers on Facebook. You're talking about real friends.
Yeah, okay, so
Facebook.
I have everything else but Facebook.
Okay.
So basically it started from one friend to a whole friend.
So how many friends do you have?
Recalling? I don't know.
Off the top of your head.
No. I don't know.
So you think it's more than 10? Okay, so what do you consider a friend? I need you to define a friend to me. If you have more than 10 friends, it's concerning. Because you really can't manipulate those kind of relationships. Because you just stated that you met a friend.
You met a friend.
Yeah. And then he connected you with another friend.
Hi, Danielle.
Danielle, this is Ethan. This is Nicole. And this is Alyssa. Have a seat, my love. We were just talking about friendships. And figuring out what does the word friendship mean to you?
I guess it falls into the category of
okay. How many friends would you say you had?
I consider a friend? I would just say like nothing too broad, like I have a big circle of friends. I feel like probably like maybe 10, 11.
Oh my god. This is what Ethan said. He said 10. So, Nicole, what do you think? How many friends do you have?
Okay, I will put it as I have three best friends.
Okay.
Three best friends.
Okay, so yeah. You're just saying three. Three
so
is
I'm
it.
Saying three best friends. But I would say I have at least, again, I'm going to include them 10 friends.
Right, so there's a difference between a friend and an associate.
And a best friend.
And a best friend. You have a lot of associates? No?
Maybe it's the fact that, like, I believe you can have a best friend, but for me, it's as you get older, it's just like, I don't have to. I feel like people let the whole best friend thing go as far as, like, I have to talk to you every single day, or I have to see you all the time, or I have to always be a yes man, you know? I don't have to speak to you all the time. I have my life, you have your life. We don't have to talk about it. I feel like some people forget that you need room to miss somebody to get back to each other.
Miss Alyssa, how many friends do you have?
I have like three.
Okay, three real friends.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many associates? 1,000.
Five. Okay.
Any best friends?
Yeah, those three.
Those three are your best friends. Miss Danielle, you're gonna introduce yourself and you're gonna tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you're in college and what you are. Did we talk about what you like to do with your free time?
Free time?
Video games.
Basically, because that's like my gathering space. Like where I go to
clear your head?
Clear my head.
Okay. Like to eat?
Or sleep?
Nicole, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Dance.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm a dancer as well. Oh, girl, are you a teacher? Anything else you want to add? An example of good peer pressure.
stuff like that.
I've asked this question to the group before you came, and my question is, have you ever found it difficult to say no to peer pressure, and if so, why?
No.
And why not?
One, because maybe it's just the fact that I feel like I have that in me to just say no already, plus I know in the front of my mind,
have the same opinion as you, that they hold themselves to a higher standard, and they're tough on themselves, you know, and they have the same answer. No, it's not difficult at all to say no. The moment that you say no to them, like right off the top, then it's not likely they're going to come back to you. They're going to find somebody else that they think that is weaker than you are. So the moment you say no, it's not likely they're going to keep coming back to you. So you guys are doing the best that you absolutely can. How do you think positive self-esteem plays a role in handling peer pressure effectively?
You don't really think about the what ifs. Like, oh, what if this person flips out at me and yells at me or curses me, behaves bad, or tries to come back again and ask me the same thing over and over. What ifs don't matter at that point. You're just thinking, you're putting yourself first at the end of the day.
That's impressive. That's a nice thing to look at. You good?
Wow, what a great group of kids. Today we talk about confidence, feeling good about yourself, and just know that it's okay to make it all about you. Believe in yourself. We talked about self-esteem, positive peer pressure. Great group of students. I'm so proud of them. Thanks for joining me today. And for all those students who struggle with confidence or low self-esteem, just know You can overcome anything. Just focus on your dreams and the right people will find you. But most importantly, get in charge, be in charge, and stay in charge of your life. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Keeping It Simple with Camilla. Until next time, keep it simple, my friends.